Your human design profile tells you a lot about how you will fulfill your purpose in life. This is the role that you play, and it gives you a lot of information about really important aspects of your learning style, your relationship style, interactions with other people, and potentially impactful life cycles.
If you ask yourself, why am I here? What is my purpose? How can I fulfill my potential? You're in the right place. Welcome to the Lifestyle, Relationships, and Career Human Design Podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja from VanessaNaja.com. My mission is to help you be on purpose and fulfill your potential by aligning in body, mind, and spirit so you can feel empowered, joyful, connected, and free. I'm so excited to share with you how to do that through human design. If it feels aligned, I'd love it if you subscribe and share. Now let's get to the episode. It's always a good idea to have your human design chart with you when listening. You can get yours for free at my website, VanessaNaja.com/free chart. Link is in the show notes.
Hi, welcome to episode 29 of the podcast, where we will be discussing and going into an overview of the human design profiles. Your profile is a very significant part of who you are, and it's actually one of the fundamental basics of human design. We've already covered type and strategy and your authority, which is how you make decisions, the really most important parts and most practical parts. And now we're going into profile, which is another huge part of who you are. Your human design profile tells you a lot about how you will fulfill your purpose in life. This is the role that you play, and it gives you a lot of information about really important aspects of your learning style, your relationship style, interactions with other people, and potentially impactful life cycles. Profile is another level of differentiation which makes you so different from other people. So even if you have the same type and the same authority or decision-making style as someone else, having a different profile is going to make you very unique just based on that alone. And if you have the same profile as somebody else, you're going to understand that person and they're going to understand you on a very unique level. So let's talk a little bit about where profile comes from and where you can find it on your chart. On most charts, there's going to be a little information section. This tells you your type, your strategy, your authority. Usually there will be a listing for profile. The profile is listed as two numbers. It's a fraction. So it could be like 1-3, 2-4, 5-1. There are 12 different possibilities. And sometimes it'll say the fraction, the number, and your type and strategy. If, or your type and authority. So in my case, for instance, I'm a 5-1 emotional manifesting generator. So on a lot of charts, that's how it's going to show up at the very top. You can also look at your body graph. And on the right and left side, you see the astrological glyphs, the planetary placements. We went into detail about this in last week's episode. And the very top ones on the right side, your conscious sun, it's going to look like a circle, usually with a dot in it, followed by a number between 1 and 64, a decimal point, and then another number between 1 and 6. So that number after the decimal point between 1 and 6, that's the first part of your profile. And on the left side of the chart, same glyph, this is your unconscious sun. Again, a number between 1 and 64, decimal point, a number between 1 and 6. That is the second part of your profile. The way that these numbers, they come from the Chinese I Ching. And I went into detail about this in last week's episode, episode 28. So if you want to really dive deep into that and you haven't listened to that episode, I highly recommend it. I'll just give a little overview here. The I Ching hexagrams, they are made up of six different lines. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And depending on which of those lines was highlighted in your birth chart, in your conscious and unconscious sun, that is what makes up your profile. It is a huge part of who you are. In BG5, we call these profile lines qualities. BG5 is the business application of human design, and every one of the planetary placements in your chart is going to have one of these lines, which is going to add an additional nuance or quality to how that aspect plays out in your life. And again, the profile ones are the most important and significant ones. Now, each number, this is really an archetype. Each number has also a key note that's attached to it, and I will go over which ones they are shortly, that really gives you some insight into what this means about you. We do have two numbers, two parts of our profile. For example, like I said before, I'm a 5-1. The first number in your profile is going to be the conscious part of your profile. And again, we talked about conscious and unconscious 2 weeks ago in episode 27. You may want to review that episode as well. The conscious part of your design in human design, this, we often talk about this as the design, the personality side, the conscious side. And this is going to be an aspect that you probably know about yourself. When you hear about this profile line, you're going to likely think, oh yeah, I really identify with that. The second number is the unconscious side. And we'll refer to this in human design often as the design or the body side. And you may not feel as identified with that. Remember, it's unconscious. Other people in your life will probably, you know, if you tell them what this is, they'll be like, oh yeah, I knew this about you. This is really obvious about you. And if you've done a lot of personal development work, a lot of introspection, you may also be aware of this already. If you're in later stages of life, you probably also identify with this. So, the human design profile lines, big aspect of who you are, their numbers 1 through 6, there is a possible 12 different combinations of these. And again, they come from the hexagrams of the I Ching. There are the first three lines, so numbers 1, 2, and 3. And these are more introspective, personal aspects of who you are. Most people are going to have one of these in their profile, with the exception of the 4-6 profile. Most people are going to have 1, 2, or 3 somewhere on the conscious or unconscious side of the profile. The numbers 4, 5, and 6, these are more transpersonal, more outward facing lines. And again, most people are going to have one of these in their profile unless you are a 1-3 profile. So we have a combination, most of us, of these inward facing and outward facing aspects. And as most things in human design, it's a binary. We have these two different aspects, and they are often, you know, we talk about duality, they're often very different. And these are aspects of our design that we want to bring into wholeness. They may have very different ways of expressing themselves. They can, you know, be a little bit at odds with each other. And that is part of our process through life, is to really bring these two parts of us together. And remember, your profile is a big part of how you live out your life purpose. And you will, once you really learn and understand this about yourself, you will notice this playing out in many different areas of your life. We're going to talk about a little overview of those 6 lines in today's episode, and I'm going to dive deeper into each line in the next 6 weeks, and then going deeper into the profiles as well. So the first line, in traditional human design, this is known as the investigator. And in BG5, we call this the authority. The first line is the foundation. They like to build a really solid foundation. They like to go deep into the foundation of things, and they tend to really like to investigate, to research, to study, because first lines operate on a basis of insecurity, and they are looking to build that secure foundation, and they do so through a lot of information and knowledge. First lines in BG5, known as the authorities, through all the studying, the investigating, the research that they do, they can become real authorities on their particular interests that they are then meant to share with others. This is one of the bottom three numbers, so this does tend to be more introspective. They like to be in their own space, studying, doing their research, kind of being left alone when they do that studying. And then eventually they are meant to share that, depending on the second or the other line in the profile, in some way. The second line, and I will give a little caveat, the traditional human design language, it's not very literal necessarily, and it's not always very empowering. So you can take the traditional name at face value. The second line is known as the Hermit in traditional human design and as the Natural in BG5. Second lines, they tend to be naturally gifted and naturally talented at things. However, they can also be a little bit naive about it. Like they don't necessarily see their gifts or their natural talents as anything special, and they might assume everybody is good at this. And the second lines also don't necessarily know how they do what they do. They just do it. They do like to spend time alone in their own process, engaging with their natural talents. And, you know, sometimes they don't like other people coming into their space. However, they are meant to be called out eventually to share their natural talents with other people. Their natural talents are a gift that is meant to be shared. If you have a second line in your profile, pay attention to the things people tell you that you're really good at. Because if it's something that you love that really lights you up, this might be something that you are really meant to share with others, and that is part of how you fulfill your purpose. The third line is known as the Martyr in traditional human design. And again, I don't love that name for it. In BG5, we refer to this as the Pioneer. I also like to think of this as the Explorer. The third line is the most adaptive and resilient of the lines. They learn through trial and error. They really have to do in order to learn. And they also learn through the school of hard knocks a little bit. Third lines are meant to find out what doesn't work. So they get to the point of what does work, and then they're meant to share their lessons, their learnings with the rest of us so that we can kind of skip some of their trial and error process. If you have a third line in your profile, it is really important for you to understand that there is no such thing as failure. There's no such thing as making a mistake. Whenever you do something and it doesn't turn out the way that you had hoped or wanted, you're basically just learning what doesn't work so that you can eventually find out what does work. Very resilient, very adaptable, and having a sense of humor can be really, really beneficial. So when you do run into those things that don't work, you can just laugh about it, laugh it off. You might fall on your face, get up again, keep trying until you uncover what does work so you can share it with the rest of us. The fourth line in traditional human design is the Opportunist. Again, not a very empowering name. We call this the Influencer in BG5. I like to think of this also as the Networker. Fourth lines, and again, we're now moving into the upper part of the line, so this is more of an outward-facing line. The fourth lines are natural networkers. They are naturally influential with people that they know, and people with fourth lines usually really value their friendships and their relationships, and many of the good things in life tend to come to them through people that they already know. And depending what else they have in their design and what their other profile line is, they're often meant to support their networks, the people that they know, through what they are meant to share with them. So it's a really beautiful line. They tend to be just friendly, loving, wonderful people. I have a lot of fourth lines in my life, and they are such a joy. Then we come to the fifth line. In traditional human design, this is known as the Heretic. And in BG5, we call this the Messenger. This line, fifth lines, which I do happen to be one, we are natural, practical problem solvers for other people, and we tend to solve problems with out-of-the-box solutions, which makes this a little bit the line of the Heretic. So we might not provide people with what they think they want or expect. It's usually an out-of-the-box solution. The fifth line has a seductive quality to it and will tend to draw people in that want something that they think the fifth line has to offer. There is a projection field around the fifth line. So people will see that fifth line and be like, oh, they have a solution that I want. And sometimes that is true. And if the fifth line does deliver that solution, the fifth line is going to have, it's going to be really good for their reputation. If, however, the fifth line does not deliver, their reputation is going to suffer. And this is a significant part of who they are. Fifth lines, it's kind of a veiled quality. I think this is by far the most complicated of the lines, and we will go into detail about this on the episode on the fifth line. And then we have the sixth line. In traditional human design, this is known as the role model. In BG5, we call this the Leader. And the sixth line, they live their life in a three-part process. The first 30 years or so, they are living like a third line, and even more extremely like a third line. They are learning through trial and error. They are learning through the hard knocks. They can be very experimental, as the third line can also be very experimental as they move through life. Around the age of 30 and going all the way through around the age of 50, they go into what's called the roof phase of their life. During this period, they kind of step back. They integrate what they've learned in the first 30 years or so. And they take more of a bird's eye view of what's going on around them. They may watch other people, situations. And this can be a really interesting time for the sixth line profile. I have a lot of sixth lines in my life. And I remember when this, right around that age of 30, and this is before I knew about human design, they changed. They seem to be very different. And if you have a sixth line and you're in what's called the roof phase right now, you might wonder like, oh my God, I used to be so outgoing and I was so different. What happened? This is a natural part of your process, of your learning, of your integrating. And usually around the age of 50, the sixth line, which is extremely wise, steps out as the role model, and they really model for other people what it is to live an authentic life as themselves. Really beautiful energy. And if you're a sixth line and you're not past 50, don't worry. You can still be a role model. You can really share your brilliant, wise wisdom with other people. People will come to you for this. I know plenty of sixth lines that are not off the roof yet that are just brilliant, beautiful leaders and guides. And remember, it doesn't matter what your profile is. You know, if you might not have a sixth line, you're still an amazing leader, or you might not have in your profile, you might not have a first line and you still love to investigate and go deep. Each of the 26 planetary placements does have a line attached to it, and it's going to influence how that part of your life plays out. It's just your profile is really the most significant part, and you're going to see this playing out in different areas of your life. So those are the six lines of the profiles, an overview of the profile. We're going to go deep into each line in the next 6 weeks and also deeper into each of the profiles. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to go deeper on your profile, my Deep Dive Human Design Report, which I will link in the comments, does go into depth in your profile, into each of the individual lines as well as your profile combined. So you can learn more about that if it feels aligned. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.
That's it for today's episode. I know your time is important, and I'm so grateful you chose to spend it with me. It would mean the world to me if you engage with the episode by liking, subscribing, commenting, and letting me know any questions you have or what else you'd like to learn about. And the absolute best compliment is if you share with someone you think will benefit. It really helps me spread the message. Love and blessings to you.